Hi, welcome back to the Chidinma Obusimba Show and Happy New Year. So I just want to take a few minutes to share with you one of the major things I'm going to be doing this year because I believe it's something that is also going to help you achieve your goals. And so one of the things I will be doing this year is consistently tracking my progress every single day. Now, I started it some years ago, but I stopped along the line. I was not consistent. There were so many things, you know, affecting all of the things I wanted to do. So this year, I have decided to do it again, but this time, I have decided to be consistent, you know, put out all of my energy and try my best to be consistent with it. And then I'm going to do it consciously as well. And so what is this one thing I want to do? Before I go to bed, I will take out my notepad and write a list of 10 things I intend to achieve the next day. And then these 10 things are not just random things I desire to do, but they are things that will be drafted out from my January goals, because I have my monthly goals, I have my quarterly goals, and I have my goal for the whole 2023. And so before I go to bed, I'll pick up my notepad. You know, you can do it on your phone and then you can do it. For me, I have a physical notepad that I use. And so I'll just bring it out and make a list of 10 things I can do that the next day, you know, that is aligned to my goals for that month. And that is aligned to my goals for that month. And it doesn't mean that I won't do any other thing aside from the 10 things on my list. It's just me writing out the most important things that I must achieve that day. And so, you know, that day is where you cannot really track, you know, you cannot really say this is how my day is going to go. But no matter how my day goes, I want to keep track of that, you know, of those 10 important things that I said I was going to do that day. And so after writing them down, I will have to, you know, write the date, you know, at the beginning. I place the date at the beginning. And so every single day I will do that. Before I go to bed, I will write my goals. Now, one of the reasons why I'm taking out time to write the goals before I go to bed is simply because I don't want a situation whereby I will wake up in the morning and I'll be so carried away with activities that I will forget to make a list of the 10 important things I want to do that day, and then I will forget. Now, sometimes it might not be up to 10. There are days where you have choked up activities and you cannot have, you know, 10 lists. You can't make 10 lists, or you just don't have much to do that day. You want to create time to rest. It's fine. So it's not compulsory that your list gets to 10 every single day. Now, why am I doing this? With this, I hope to end every single day knowing that I did something tangible, knowing that I achieved something for that day, something that is in line with my goals, something that is helping me achieve my overall goal for the month. And that is also because I don't want to, you know, end my day wondering, what have I achieved today? What have I done today? Most people end their day that way, asking, what did I do today? What did I do in my 24 hours? So in order for you not to, you know, go through that route in this 2023, you can practice this. Now, the act of writing down also helps me to record, you know, keep record for the future. It helps me to keep record of all of the things I've done, just in case I need to refer back to it, or I'm feeling like, oh, I've not done anything this month. I can easily go back and look at all of the things that I've done. And finally, I do not intend to throw this note away, because I'm using a hardcover note. I do not intend to throw it away. If it gets filled up, I'm going to get another one and I will keep writing and writing until the end of the year. I will pile them up in a very neat place. You know, I'm just going to keep arranging them somewhere, and I don't have intention of throwing them away. It depends on what you want to do with yours. Now, if you can try this method as well, I need you to do that. It's going to help you stay motivated and focused all through the day. This is one activity that, you know, I have made up my mind to consciously practice all through the year 2023. And I just thought to share with you. I hope you got something out of it. And I hope that it's going to bless your life. I am Chidinma Obusimba. Enjoy. Have a best year 2023. And I wish to, you know, I wish you all of the best in this year 2023. And I pray that you will achieve all of your goals every single day. Take care.